Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we want to keep good things on our mind. We talk about positive Christian mindset, having a positive outlook on life because of the Christian values and principles that we learn and apply to our mindset. So the way we think about life, the way we approach things is impacted by our walk with God, by our walk with Jesus. And if you aren't a Christian and you're tuning in, welcome. Thank you so much for giving it a shot and listening, because there's stuff in here that is an amazing opportunity for you. If you accept a relationship with Jesus, that's not accepting a church or a religion or anything like that. It's accepting a relationship with Jesus and allowing Him to show you what an amazing opportunity it is to serve Him. It's amazing. In this series, we have been talking about I am blank. So I am, a treasured. I don't even remember all the ones that I've gone over, because we've gone over a ton. There's been 9 other episodes that we've gone over. So if you haven't listened to those, please go listen to them. I am beloved is number one. So go check that out and be encouraged by all of them, because every one of them has something amazing in them that I shared with you. And this one does also. And the cool thing is you could listen to them in any order and be encouraged by them. I do refer back to some of the things that I've mentioned before in certain episodes, but if you want to, one stands out to you and you're like, man, I want to listen to that one first, do it. Do it. Real quick here, I want to ask you, just as a favor, make sure to rate the podcast and leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen on. That really helps the podcast platform know that you're listening and that you enjoy it so much you leave me a review. When you leave a review, it gets pushed out to more audiences, and hopefully more people want to listen because of your review. So I thank you so much for that, and I'm just encouraged by the ones I've read and the ones that I see. So it definitely helps me too. I also want to ask you, please, so much, pray for me. Pray for guidance on what to talk about next on the podcast. We're reaching the end of the I Am series. This is the final episode. And I just want to know what God has for me next, what topic He should inspire me to share. I was so encouraged by this one. I'm going to just love hearing all the feedback and encouragement that people receive from the I Am series. And it's just amazing to me to see all of the impact that I can have through the podcast. And it's God that gets the glory 100% out of it. And I just love that you're along the ride with me here, watching this episode or listening to it. You can watch us on YouTube. You can hear the episode anywhere a podcast is found. So I appreciate you doing so. One last thing here at the end of the episode, if it has encouraged you, I encourage you to share it with someone. That's one of the best things you can do, is share the episode with someone that you feel can benefit, and stick around for the ads at the end. I never asked this before, but the ads at the end of the episode, I share about Emmaus Apparel, and I share about Anchor, which is how I start this podcast and what's has enabled me to share it. And I, of course, share again about sharing the episode. But those things at the end, I put them there on purpose to let you know how awesome it is. And I wouldn't put it there for nothing. This is one of the Emmaus Apparel shirts that I'm currently wearing, if you're watching the episode. If you're not watching it, you could check this out on YouTube, or you can go to the links in the description of the episode to check them out for yourselves. I have discount codes. The code REMY, Remy, is my discount code, where you can get 15% off of anything on the site. So I encourage you to do that, because I want you to save some money and look awesome while you encourage people to preach the gospel, share the good news. You've seen me probably wear a lot of this during this series. So awesome. I'm so glad that you chose to join me today. Today, I am an heir of God. What's an heir? H-E-I-R. I'm an heir of God. That means you're an inheritor. Inherit. That means you get to inherit the kingdom of God. That means you get to inherit all the things that God has for you because you've been adopted in to sonship. You've been adopted in and you are a child of the King, like our last episode said. So I encourage you to realize that you are an heir of God. So let's get into the scripture. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. That's so good. Oh my goodness. I just love it. The Holy Spirit is our promise of the things to come. And oh my gosh, how good is the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit is what enables me to walk out kindness in my daily life. He is who enables me to love others around me. He is the one who brings to my remembrance that I'm a child of God. He's not someone that condemns you. If you feel condemned or like gross because of things you've done, that's the accuser. That's the wrong guy to be listening to. The Holy Spirit calls you to be who you are. And who you are is all of the things that we've said over you in this I Am series. So I am an heir of God. I am beloved. I am worth more than gold. When you think those things about yourself and you know those things to be true based on the word, you can correct the accuser. It's like, no. I stop saying that about me because I know who I am in God. The Bible says that I am an heir of God. I am beloved. I am a new creation. So think about those things and apply those things to who you are. When God adopted you, he granted you full rights as one of his children. It's staggering. But true. Oh my gosh, take a step back and realize that God immediately adopted you in when you accepted the gift. He granted you full rights of one of his children. That's good, right? You are now a sibling and co-heir of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, the heir of all things. So we have now inherited everything that is Jesus's. So including his righteousness, because he paid for that, right? So we are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and everything else in Christ Jesus we own. So if it's a promise made to Jesus, it's a promise made to us because we are co-heirs. The wonder of that. Just take a step back. That should shock you, right? Like if you haven't realized this, or maybe just not fully thought of this recently, your inheritance as a child of God is his kingdom of everlasting life, which to enjoy it with him. When you think of heaven, it should be God and relationship with God. It should be relationship with Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You may feel like a nobody, but you are an heir to the kingdom of God and eternal life with the one who loves you most. The one who paid the ultimate price for you. The one who says all of these I ams over you is the one who made this promise and keeps it. He is so good. And we should just continually seek the knowledge of him and bask in the glory of it all. Oh my goodness. It's just such an awesome opportunity that we now inherit the kingdom of God and can walk in the kingdom here on earth. Inheriting the kingdom of God is a lifestyle. It's a mindset change because we realize that we are now chosen and beloved in Jesus, and that we now have opportunities to share and preach the gospel to other people. Let them know that the reason we look different, the reason we operate differently than the other people they might know, is that we're co-heirs with Christ, that we are an heir of God, that we are adopted into sonship and daughtership of God. We are now children of a king. We are now beloved and made right and constantly forgiven and just so many other things. There's more than this, of these 10 items that I've shared with you. There's so much more in the word that God says about us. So I want to encourage you, seek the word for yourself. Seek God for yourself. Pray to him. God, reveal yourself to me. Reveal how awesome you are and reveal who I am in you, what I'm called to do for you. God, thank you for all the amazing things you've given me, that you granted me full rights as a child and co-heir with Christ, that you see me as a sibling of Jesus in your eyes, that you want to enjoy eternity with me, and you paid the price. It's like I get into the theme park of amazement and wonder in you, and you paid for my ticket to get in. I didn't have to pay for it. I just got to show up. Gosh, think about that. I just have to show up, and it's mine. I want to read this Revelation 21 and 1 through 7. It's a long one, but it's worth it. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old things have passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Good news. You're their children. You're his children. You're his children. That's it. That's the best news. So who are you? Ultimately, you are a masterpiece of the creator of the universe, chosen by him before time ever began, before creation. He chose you and made you holy, set you apart. You are so precious to Jesus that he died to pay your ransom and to give you new life. That's amazing, right? He died to pay your ransom and to give you new life. You are forgiven, set free, made whole, without spot or blemish. He paid for that. He did that. You are God's beloved child and heir to his eternal kingdom. Goodness, that's so good. We need to realize all of that over ourselves. Just think about this today. claim it over yourself. I'm an heir of God. And then fully realize all of these 10 items that I've shared with you of who I am in God and who you are in God. Say these things over you. I encourage you to go back, get the titles of each one of these episodes, and declare them over yourself today. At the end of this journey, of this I am beautiful journey, I pray that you would just be encouraged constantly by who you are in Jesus. That God paid such an amazing price for you to be redeemed and called and chosen and loved and a masterpiece and worth more than gold. That you are so blessed in this life to have this good news be about you. Man, what an awesome journey this has been. Thank you so much. If you've listened to each of these episodes, if you're listening to this one, I just want to say thank you, because this has been as beneficial to me as I hope it has to you. And I just pray that you're continually and constantly encouraged by this message of who you are in Jesus, and that you really do change your mind on the way you think about yourself, because God would have you know all of this about you. Thank you so much again for joining me. Share this episode with someone that you love. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast.
I wanted to share with you a little bit about Emmaus Apparel. I've recently become an ambassador for this clothing brand that helps you spark conversations with anyone about Jesus. This is one of their designs. Man, this shirt is so comfortable and just what a nice fit. It goes really well around your arms, and it's longer for those of us with longer torsos. So it's a great shirt, very good fit. And if you use code REMI when you're checking out, you're going to get 15% off of your purchase just by letting them know I sent you. So I've included links to get there, to get to the shop and see everything they have to offer. I will let you know that everything they come out with is a limited time, limited quantity, and really awesome. So they keep dropping new clothes every so often. They'll come out with an epic new design and you need to hop on it and get it and let them know I sent you. Emmaus Apparel, keep them in mind and go check them out now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. If you'd like to help support us, share this episode with someone you feel can benefit, and make sure to share every episode. Also, if you check us out on YouTube and other social media platforms, that would help as well. Remember to share this episode with a friend. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you.